I know the finest drink though that you can get is turn one of them up here out in the shocking weed or something like that, and just hot as could be, just let it go, and yeah. Or about half of them, that is all you can say.
Cool you off about 20 degrees.
Yeah.
Did people have that musical instrument that you put in your mouth and blow?
French harp? Uh-huh. Or zither?
No, I was thinking more of it. Is that the zither?
That's the one that you... Uh-huh.
Now, you mentioned the double tree on a wagon. Did we talk about this before?
I don't remember.
Yeah, the part that comes out straight on a wagon.
The tongue.
And then, let's see, there's a...
double tree and a swing tree and a neck yoke.
Double tree, a swing tree, and a neck yoke.
Yeah.
And on a buggy, if you have two of them, those are...
That's the shams.
Uh-huh.
That's shams in a buggy.
Uh-huh. And on a wheel, the steel part on the outside.
Tire.
And then inside that, there's a wooden piece.
What did we used to call it? The spokes, and then the hub, and the... Fellows, wasn't it?
Fellows?
I think that's it, yeah.
If your wagon wheel squeaked, what did you do?
Mean greasing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Take extra grease and put on. You only grease your wagon and your buggy. Pretty often, you know. If you use the wagon I'm hauling with, we used to grease from down. We was hauling wheat, say the Blackwell, that's about 13 miles. We greased them every trip.
Hmm. And was that a lot of work or a pretty quick job?
Oh no, that was much job. You can when the wagon's empty, why just screw the nut off of it and pull your wheel back and spray some act grease on it and put her on back. Because you can lift the wagon, you can lift the corner of the wagon without any trouble.
You ever call that nut a tap?
Yeah, that's a tap.
Which did you call it when you were a kid?
Well, we've always called it the tap. Nut or a tap, you see.
If you wanted to get a horse ready to go, let's say you wanted to use a wagon, what would you say? You're going to do what?
You're going to hitch him up?
How about collars on horses?
Yeah.
I don't remember if I asked you this before. What are they? Are they just...
Well, they had two or three different kinds of collars. You have collars that were fast at the top, and you have some that are fast at the bottom. Some of them made out of... most of them are made out of leather. And they're padded, you know, with straw.
Mm-hmm.
And some cheaper collar, of course, is just made out of canvas.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing with a collar on a horse is getting a fit.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to fit. It wants to fit where it comes into their neck and give them about that much space on the bottom, mm-hmm. but not too much space.
Mm-hmm.
The reason people had a lot of trouble with sore necks and sore shoulders is their collars that they had didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we used quite a few pads on them.
Now, if you had a collar that was too big, you'd put a pad on it?
Well, no, if you had a collar that's too big, well, you just get another collar.
A bigger horse, huh?
Yeah, a bigger horse, yeah.